Have your kids ever given you a Christmas gift that they've made and you thought, oh my word, what am I going to do with this? Well, in this episode, we are going to talk about Christmas gifts kids can make and you actually want to keep. Stay tuned.
This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hey everyone and welcome. This is Felice Gerwitz with an episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms. And today I am going to talk to you about Christmas gifts that kids can make that you want to keep. I know, right? Isn't that kind of an oxymoron? But today we're going to talk about that and it'll be a super fun episode because as you know, I enjoy doing crafts with kids. I'm one of those strange people. The more the merrier, and I'm not necessarily into messy. I don't do glitter, but everything else goes. So today I want to thank our sponsor, KiwiCo.com, Kiwi Crates. You can go to KIWICO.com/homeschool and receive a free introductory crate from them. It is $4.95 shipping and handling. You can get more information at their website and also stay tuned because we have a little commercial about them. But our sponsors help us bring you these shows for free. So we are very thankful to our sponsors and all that they provide in our ability to grow and add podcasters. So I'm really excited about that. You know, as we grow, we're adding more and more podcasters to our lineup so that you can get free programming no matter where you are that has an internet connection. So we're thankful. Okay, so here we go. I am going to be sharing with you a link on the website. I actually did a blog post for Heather Bowen on this topic, and I thought, gosh, this would make a great podcast. So Heather's blog is lifeofahomeschoolmom.com, and you can find the exact link to the blog post I did that will have you know, more of the details if you want to read it out instead of, you know, just only hearing it, although, of course, I'm adding a few things here, but that link is on vintagehomeschoolmoms.com, and then you can look for Christmas Gifts Kids Can Make, episode 242. So I don't know about you, but my kids love crafts. They love to make things, and so at Christmas time, it is so much more fun to make a gift than just to go out and buy one, or so my kids always thought. So for us, you know, we had to kind of decide a little bit about, you know, the personality of the person and, you know, what we thought they might like. And then, you know, brainstorm some ideas. You know, of course, Pinterest is a great place to find good ideas. And, you know, just kind of thinking about things that we had given before to maybe one person that the other person has really liked. So, for example, my daughter decided one year that she noticed that her brother-in-law, my older daughter's husband, loved trail mix. So anytime we had it, he was, you know, sitting up at the counter, you know, eating trail mix and really enjoyed it. So she said to me, you know, well, maybe I can make, you know, some homemade trail mix. And she did that. We put them in some awesome mason jars. I have this new love of mason jars. I've always liked them, but this year I actually went out and I'm going off on a tangent here, but canned tomatoes. I had to wait till my friend who is a farm girl from Minnesota came to visit me in Florida. And shout out to Sue Gross for helping me can 75 pounds of tomatoes. Yes, we did. Made delicious tomato sauce. But so I bought all of these mason jars and I have been using them not only to store things in the refrigerator, but they are wonderful for gifts. So I'm going to talk about that in a little bit. But so anyway, my daughter made this trail mix and she put it in these little decorative tins and gave it away for gifts. And then for my son-in-law, she ended up finding this clear container at the dollar store and she brought it or gave it to him, and he ended up bringing it to work, which he said he would never do again because everybody helped themselves to his trail mix. But it was such a great success and it was not that expensive, and it was something within her budget. It was something yummy and she, you know, it was a win-win. So there are so many things that you can do. And if you're going to do this, start early. Start with a, you know, list of project ideas ahead of time, and then start looking at your recyclables. When you have things that you purchase and they have those really sturdy plastic, bases to them. I mean, I wouldn't do it for any kind of meats or poultry, but vegetables, that can work for, like tubs. We buy real butter, not margarine tubs. But you know, you can buy things that come in tubs, like containers that I've used. One time I had these little tiny, containers that had some kind of dessert in them. I don't know. Somebody brought them. And we ended up doing with that was making little vases. And they're so cute. The kids just glued ribbon around it. And when my grandkids or my kids used to do this all the time, and I don't know if your kids do this, but they bring you those wildflowers that are so tiny that there's no vase for it. So that was the gift, you know, one of my kids gave my daughter for her little kids when they gave her flowers, and it fits perfectly. So those are the kinds of things that work out really well. So the way we begin is I give the kids a list of the people that, you know, they make a list of the people they want to give gifts to. And then we brainstorm what type of crafts we want to make, as well as if any of those fall into like a gift they can make. And then we have, you know, our two lists and we mix and match. So who's getting the cute pillow, who gets the Christmas ornament, you know, who's getting the trail mix, you know, whatever that is. So if you're on a budget, repurposing or recycling is a great way to stretch your finances and turn your trash into treasure. So that always works well. So here's some of our favorite gifts that were the ones that were super well loved. And every one of these, you know, you can find images and things like that online. But the first is pillows. My daughter has, you know, Annie has made little pillows for each of the grandkids. And they usually get their first pillow when mommy says it's okay. So, you know, usually at, you know, I would say like 2 years old, she makes them a little pillowcase. And, you know, either at the beginning, we had so many pillows around the house. My mother loved pillows and loved decorating pillows. So I had this overabundance of pillows that I no longer use, either because they were covered with fabric that matched curtains I used to have or a bedspread I used to have that I no longer have. So it's those kinds of things. You know, maybe you're better about getting rid of stuff than I am, but I had so many of those. So she was able to repurpose for a while, and then we ended up having to go and buy a small little pillow. And she used rectangular scraps, you know, either from a sewing supply store or craft store. And she would just cover the pillows, and it was wonderful because the little kids loved it. In fact, my granddaughters came to spend the night at my house, and I don't know if my daughter's going to have enough time when she gets home from college for Christmas, but if she does, I am going to let her know that the grandkids need some new pillowcases because they are so worn out. I mean, they're like 9 and 10 now, and they got them when they were super young, but they don't want to trade them out for any other pillowcase because Annie made those. So that's kind of the thing that's so awesome. Also, you can do things like you can just, write the, like John 3:16 with the paintbrush. That might make it a little bit stiff. So if you're using it to sleep, might not be as good of an idea as if you're using it for a decorative pillow. You can use, glue and glue on letters. You can use acrylics if you like to paint, and that kind of thing. So pillows are awesome. They have made the best gifts for our relatives anyway, and it has worked out really well. And my mother used to give me pillows all the time. And obviously I don't throw out a lot. And part of it is, she died in 1999. So it's a memory I have of her. So it's hard to get rid of things that, were meaningful to us. And if you can repurpose it and regift it, that makes it special. All right, mason jars. I told you I was going to talk about that. And one of the things I feel that they're so versatile, and I like that, kind of farm chic look. I really like that a lot. Although my house doesn't look like that, I really like that look. And I think one of the reasons I like mason jars is it just brings back, good memories of a simpler time, doesn't it? Like the canning and like all of the things that a mason jar evokes. So you can create luminaries, you can use, textured snow and coat the bottom of the jar and add a candle. I'll tell you one of the things that I got really cheap one time, and I swear it was like one of those times I was walking down the wrong aisle. I don't know if you've ever done that. But I found those little candles that are otherwise really expensive that are battery powered. And, at first I looked at those and thought, oh my gosh, what a good way to waste batteries. But now there are actually battery chargers that will work with the quote unquote disposable batteries. I don't know if you've seen them. Sometimes they're a little bit pricey, but that's awesome now. You don't have to buy rechargeable batteries to charge. You can use your, regular cheaper batteries. But anyway, so that was really a great find. And I used those for decorations that worked out really well. Again, adding a ribbon, something I have a lot of because my mother was a seamstress and I inherited all her stuff. These are the kinds of things you can find at thrift stores, at garage sales, where people just get rid of all like a huge bunch of craft stuff that they were really into crafts at one time, and then they get rid of everything, and that's really cute. We're going to take a really quick commercial break, and when we come back, I'm going to share with you some more of my mason jar ideas. We'll be right back. Have you ever been stuck on how to bring your lessons to life? I discovered KiwiCo monthly subscriptions of hands-on projects that make learning fun. Their core offering is projects that make learning about STEAM, science, technology, engineering, art, and math accessible, and are designed to spark creativity, tinkering, and learning. Some recent favorites are the Slime Lab, Physics Carnival, and Paper Circuits. KiwiCrate was founded by engineer and mom of three, Sandra Olin, and her deep desire to raise kids with the creative confidence needed to become the next generation of problem solvers and critical thinkers. I couldn't agree more with her mission, and I'm excited to offer you a chance to try them for free. To learn more about their projects for kids ages 2 to 16 and to redeem this exclusive offer, visit kiwico.com/homeschool. That's kiwico.com/homeschool to get your first month free today. Just pay $4.95 for shipping. Hey everyone, welcome back. Felice Gerwitz with episode 242, where you can find the show notes at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. Look for Christmas gifts kids can make. So, here I am getting really excited about mason jars, but I swear I really love them. So you can decorate jars, use them for pencil holders, use a Sharpie to write on the outside of them. You can get those little tags at the craft store. Again, look for sales that you can, like really cute labels that you can use and use that One of the best gifts that we've given my husband that he loves is he uses Sharpies a lot at work. So a mason jar full of Sharpies is wonderful. And then he uses it and keeps it in his truck and just refills it with Sharpies. So again, you know, one of those gifts that the kids make that, you know, grandpa likes and will keep. So it's a great thing. Another is to paint the outside of the jar. You can do that and decorate it with ribbon and use it as a flower container. You can use it, you know, for silk flowers. That's always great. I love vases, and my kids tend to purchase vases for me. So again, another great thing. Another great idea for mason jar usage is to fill it with items that that person would really like. So for example, my crafty granddaughters, I filled with all kinds of really fun little things that they could use for their crafts. For another, I put in some sewing stuff. It's always nice to be able to have a mason jar up on a shelf that has all kinds of items that you would need to, you know, mend a hook or a snap or a button, and just have it handy, and it looks nice. You could put office supplies in there if you have someone who does that kind of thing, or a first aid type of item. So whatever that is, you can decorate mason jars, make them look great, and the best thing is, you know, fill them with stuff. One last thing with the mason jars. So one thing that I love to do is just relax in a nice hot tub. And so for years, the kids have made me bath salts. And so they've used essential oils and things like that. One year, my daughter used food coloring, which made me kind of, you know, not want to use them because they, like, the water's all blue. So the next year I said, you know, could you leave out the food coloring? And she put them in all these really cute jars, and it was really, really great. And I could just dump in my, you know, Epsom salt with lavender smell, and, you know, the kids had fun making them, and it was a great gift for me. Another is some of those things that you may not think are, you know, really look cool, but I think they look really neat. And so one thing you can do this with little kids, because it's a really fun win-win. So you take liquid acrylics, which you can find on sale, I promise you. They can be expensive, but if you keep coupons, one thing I don't know if you know of, and one of my sons shared it with me, it's called Retail Me Not, and you can get that app on your phone, but you can find coupons. We were at a restaurant for a luncheon the other day, and my friends all whipped out their phones and found coupons online, so everybody's doing it now. I thought that was hysterical. So anyway, there are all kinds of coupons out there, but you can get different colors of liquid acrylics because they're just easier to use. I will warn you, acrylics stain. Do not come out of clothes. They're permanent. So if you have little ones, you might want to, you know, think it through or put, you know, some kind of protective paper down or do it outside, whatever. But I would take that thick watercolor paper and fold it in half. And then you open it up flat and you let the kids drizzle acrylic paint on either side of the paper fold. You can do it down the middle. I've done that before, but you can kind of experiment with it. If you want the middle to not have very much paint, then do it on either side. Then you fold the paper and you can have them, you know, just rub their hand on one side of it, and then they open it, and it makes a really awesome design. So homeschool mommies, you can do some things like, you know, have the kids mix primary colors, or you can have them use secondary colors and, you know, create art that way. Sometimes, you know, things like black and red look cool, or if someone that you're doing this for has like school colors, like if they're in college, like my college colors were navy and gold, which I loved, or blue and gold, I guess I should say. And those were actually my high school colors, were royal blue and gold. So whatever those colors are, if you want, you know, to create that kind of graph, you can. And then what you do is you can make bookmarks this way too, and you can even glue pictures on the bookmarks or do, you know, different things with that. So that was always fun, and you can frame it, you know, use those frames that are very inexpensive. We found some black rimmed frames at, you know, local store that, again, on sale. And this is where you, if you know what you're doing throughout the year, you can find these sales and just keep them for when you are ready to do them. And, you know, back when I had a much smaller house and didn't have room, I had those big plastic flat bins that I would just slide underneath my bed. And that's where I would keep all that kind of thing. And it worked out really well. You know, bookmarks are great, especially if you have the kids, you know, have a photo of themselves on there. That's really cool to do. You can even do photos through the years. So you can find pictures of the children. And even if you have a black and white copy machine, that's okay. You can lay it on the copy machine, make a photocopy of it, have the kids cut it out, and then laminate it with some, you know, laminating paper you can buy, like a clear contact paper. They have laminating paper now that you don't need a laminating machine for. If you have a laminating machine, great, laminate it, you know, put a little hole, have the kids tie some kind of tassel ribbon on it. And again, this is one of those things that grandma will treasure and put in her Bible, or you can even use a bookmark and put Bible verses on it. And again, laminate it. You can take it to a office store if you don't have a laminator and you want it laminated, and they can do it for you for very inexpensively. You can put a magnet on one side or the other and keep it as a page opener. So there's, like I said, there's a lot of things you can do with that. And again, you know, it's on the show notes. So how about a handprint dish? Again, something my kids made that I treasured for years. I put my earrings in it and until it broke. So you take clay, you trace their hand, you have them, you know, use a little knife that is not sharp to cut it out. And then mom and dad, you can help, you know, push it in and make it a little bit cleaner. And then you just, you drape it over. So we used a cup, which didn't have, like it didn't have a very big bottom and it was round, and we just draped it over. So when it dried, it was, kind of in the shape of a cup, you know, like the palm, the fingers were up. And then you can paint it. You can write, I love you. You can write the date, the child's name. You know, again, use Sharpie to do that. And it's a great, you know, lasting gift. Broken crayon art. I have a huge drawer of broken crayons because, as I told you, I can't throw things out. Even though my kids no longer use crayons, I have grandchildren now, right? So we are using those crayons to create letters of first and last name. We're gluing them on a thick cardstock, and then we're going to frame them. You can peel the backing off the crayons and do the same thing. You can glue, because if your paper is old like mine, that's kind of what we're doing. You know, and then again, you can cut the crayons to fit. You know, just have a cutting board and a sharp knife, and, you know, that's probably something I'm going to do. The grandkids can glue. I found this hot glue that's not super hot. You can use a low temperature glue. Works really great, because a lot of times if you're doing this stuff and then you're doing everything and the little kids are sitting there watching you, it's not very much fun. You can use crayons to glue it to a tin can, you know, use it as a pencil holder. You can do it around the frame of an old picture frame, and lots of things you can do. I saw on Pinterest, and I've never done this, but they've used crayons to make a wreath and decorate it. So you can use your imagination, and it makes a lasting gift, not necessarily for just Christmas, great birthday presents and things like that. And then you can use mugs. So my kids would always want to buy a mug for their grandfather. And he loved it. He really did. And then I found I had this unused set because we don't have a lot of coffee drinkers in my family. And when I bought my dish set years ago, what happens? It comes with all of these mugs and saucers, right? And so back in the day when everybody sat and had coffee and everything. So what ended up happening was I had all of these really nice mugs that were plain. And so we started using those with ceramic markers, and I let the kids draw to their heart's content. So typically what happens is kids become, you know, are more perfectionists than I am. So what I would have them do is draw their idea on a piece of paper and then just take a lead pencil and rub it on the back, and then they can trace it on the cup because you can wash it off later, and then have them trace their design with the markers. And I would stand there and, you know, and help them. And, you know, of course, I'm not going to say that none of the mugs were not ruined, or we could take some remover. I have some nail polish remover that I had handy that I could just wipe it off if they messed up. And so, you know, it's a great gift. You can fill it with, you know, mints or candy or some kind of, you know, holiday gift. I used these, they were cream colored. So it was wonderful to use as gifts, and it worked out really, really well. And, you know, let the kids come up with ideas. Give them creative, you know, rein to do that. My boys used chunks of wood one time and screwed in hooks, and that was awesome for a key. You know, we had this key holder that for years we had in our laundry room, and that was wonderful. My son found a old bench, like almost like a park bench, and it had wrought iron sides, but the wood had all deteriorated. So he brought it home, and you know, and I thought, oh my gosh, what are you doing with that? And I said, you know, just, you know, Nick, just throw it away. It's, you know, it's not salvageable. Well, unbeknownst to me, he took it way out in the backyard. He sprayed or got the wrought iron cleaned. I don't know what he used, what kind of cleaner. And then he put on new wood slats. And this last hurricane, we had damaged my bench, which he put by the pond. But that's what I want for Christmas this year, is him to refinish the bench again, because that was wonderful. My son also refinished my kitchen table. I have one of those old Amish, you know, wooden tables that I've had for years. It's made out of solid wood. And everybody said, you know, no, you can't do it. It's going to be, you know, hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. And, you know, poly, whatever that stuff is, the coating, obviously you can see I don't paint, you know, it stinks and whatever, whatever. Well, I didn't have a kitchen table, let's put it this way, for a couple of months because he worked on it in his spare time, and we just brought in our picnic table into the house. But the finished product is gorgeous. He did such a nice job, and now we're really careful when we use cleaners because I think we used some type of cleaner that ended up stripping the finish. And when we have family gatherings, I put tablecloths on my table. But anyway, that was like one of the best gifts ever. And yes, it took, you know, him going to research and buy the stuff and strip it, and you know, he could do it outdoors for part of the time. And then he had to move his project into the garage to finish it up with fans again. And then, you know, it has to be sealed, and it has to, you know, he wore masks and everything, but it was wonderful. And now he's refinishing our railing on our stairs. And I told him, I said, that is the best present you can get me. And I don't want you to go buy anything because that's worth, you know, hundreds of, if not thousands of dollars. For, you know, having a painter to come in and strip all the wood. And, you know, when you live in a house for 30 years, these kinds of things sometimes take their toll. And so it's wonderful to have handy people in the family. And again, let your kids be creative. And these are gifts that you will treasure, not only because your child made it, but because they're actually something that you want to keep. And so again, hopefully that this podcast has helped you you know, with some ideas. Check out Kiwi Crate, another great option. If you don't want to make gifts, I'm going to have another podcast on great gift ideas for under $10. Again, super fun and You know, you don't necessarily have to be crafty. I've got some things in there for those of you who are not crafty. And hopefully these will help you with some great ideas. Again, the show notes are on episode 242, Christmas Gifts Kids Can Make. Take care, everyone. God bless. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.